This is News Talk.
Well, a lot about travel in the papers. Actually, there's a stunning photograph on the front of the Irish Times this morning, and it's something which a lot of families are trying and dying to recreate, I imagine, which will be to be reunited with family members after this pandemic. And the photograph is of Richard and Nuala Kingston with their children, James and Chloe, arriving from San Diego, and they're met by Seamus Mellett, Nuala's father, from Castleknock in Dublin at Dublin Airport yesterday. But it's the most gorgeous picture, just about to embrace in a hug a grandfather and his granddaughter at Dublin Airport. It's a lovely picture on the front of the Irish Times there by Dara MacDonald. The Irish Examiner goes with travel, as I say, a lot about travel in the papers, but in particular this COVID travel vaccine cert helpline, which of course has been set up, and it turns out that thousands of people have been told to buy PCR tests, which cost up to £400, to allow them to leave the country this week. This is after the government's COVID cert helpline buckled under the demand for calls. The delays have been branded as completely unacceptable, with assurances given only last week by officials that the technology was able to cope with the level of calls. So essentially there's a logjam in the helpline and trying to roll out some of the travel certs. And as a result of that, what happened yesterday was that fully vaccinated or recovered COVID-19 passengers who are due to leave the country in the next few days learned that they've been left with no choice but to get a PCR test as a workaround solution, and some of them are having to pay several hundred euro. And of course, the whole idea of the vaccine cert was that you wouldn't need the PCR test, that the cert would be enough, but unfortunately there are delays with it. That's also on the front of the Irish Sun. Now, their headline is Airway to Heaven. They have a photograph of some people heading off to Malaga, lucky them. And demand was so strong, according to the Irish Sun, that hundreds of hopeful holidaymakers' plans were left up in the air after the EU travel cert phone line crashed. Minister Hildegard Nocton is quoted on the front of the Irish Sun as saying that the government is working very hard in order to get the system back up and running. But that'll show you the level of demand, that there's now this logjam, that the system effectively crashed yesterday, and people have to go off and get their own tests. Speaking of testing, it's on the front of the Irish Independent this morning, and it turns out that if you are a close contact of someone who has COVID-19, well, it's likely you're going to be asked to do a DIY test at home if the number of suspected cases continues to soar. So the Indo says that the HSE has a plan in place, and that's if the testing centres become overwhelmed with people needing COVID-19 tests. So then close contacts would no longer go to the centre to get a test and would no longer get what's called, of course, the gold standard PCR test, but instead they would be told that to take a packet of 5 antigen tests, bring them home, you'll be given instructions and you do your antigen testing there. That is a big, big change from this country's approach to antigen testing in the past, but it looks like they're worried about the test centres being overwhelmed with people coming forward because of our good friend the Delta variant, which hasn't gone away and is gathering pace, it would seem. The Irish Daily Mail, as you would expect, given that they broke the story, they go with the Beacon, and they have on their front page whitewash on Beacon school jabs, a review into the decision by the Beacon Hospital's chief to use spare vaccines to vaccinate teachers at his children's school has been branded a whitewash after it found he made the offer in good faith. The hospital's board yesterday said it still has full confidence in its chief executive, despite the incident sparking widespread public outrage, and the Mail reminds us that they, of course, broke the story when they revealed that the Beacon had given leftover jabs to up to 20 teachers at St Gerard's School in Bray. Now, the Irish Daily Mirror talks about the lovely weather that we're having. It's getting hotter, and the headline is The Great Escape. Thousands of people flocked to beaches and parks yesterday to soak up the scorching sunshine. Met Aaron says temperatures will continue to soar this week, and also, the Mirror has that the holidaymakers are jetting out of airports. And I did sort of think for a time yesterday, you know, all the people heading off to the lovely sunshine in Spain, would you be a little bit raging that you're leaving when the sun is shining away here and going through all the hassle of getting away when you could have it here? I'm not sure. Maybe they're delighted to just leave and say that they've left the island. Also, the weather on the front of the Irish Examiner, and it's pretty predictable. You can imagine that now we're being told to conserve water and take care in the sun as we face a full week of what the Examiner says is skyrocketing temperatures. We'll be talking more about the weather on Breakfast Briefing here shortly. Met Aaron warning parts of the country could breach 30 degrees Celsius, and you are advised to conserve water. Irish Water saying that basically, obviously, there will be demand for water, and urgent appeals for conservation were made in a number of locations, including Wexford, Kerry and Donegal, and nighttime restrictions are in place in Portlaoise and Longford. But interestingly enough, no official water conservation order has been put in place yet. But you're just being urged to conserve water, so appealing for compliance, as it were. And also the Examiner going through an orange forest fire warning put in place by the Department of Agriculture. And it's just so dry out there that it would take very little to spark some forest fires. The Irish Times has on its front page, this is back in the headlines, another hospital back in the headlines, this time the National Maternity Hospital. And the Irish Times says that the former president of the High Court, Mr. Justice Nicholas Kearns, is to step down from a senior role on the board of the National Maternity Hospital. He's the deputy chair of the board, and he said he made the decision to stand down late last year, while a spokesperson said he informed the board in May. So Jennifer Bray has all the details in the Irish Times about that. Still an awful lot of interest in the National Maternity Hospital. The Irish Times and a number of other newspapers have spoken to the parish priest in Talla after these funerals which took place, and the parish priest in Talla has condemned the glorification of criminality which took place at the funeral of a serial burglar who died in that crash on the N7 2 weeks ago. You may remember where three people lost their lives. Father Donald Roach said another clergy member called the Gardaí for assistance with the crowd who attended last Friday's funeral of Dean Maguire, and apparently Gardaí told the priest that if they went to the funeral, that their presence would only aggravate the situation. And there's a big interview, as I say, in the Irish Times with the priest, and the nature of Mr. Maguire's funeral in Talla last Friday has attracted a significant amount of public criticism, including now from the priest, because the offerings included a screwdriver and a torch, while a professionally printed banner featured his face and the words, "You know the score, get on the floor, don't be funny, show me the money." Now, the Irish Sun tells us that the Irish handyman is apparently dying out. This is really interesting, and anyone who has been trying to get repairs recently in your house, you may have noticed this, or if you're like me, if you've just bought a new house and you're trying to get people to do work, it's very difficult at the moment. But we're told in the Sun this morning that the average age of electrical repair experts is now 59, and there's a major national shortage of those willing and able to fix your fridge or washing machine, and it is hard to get people at the moment. And the Sun says that there's a new course, the new Circular Economy Skills Initiative course, trying to get enough people to make sure that thousands of washing machines, fridges and dishwashers are given a new lease of life in homes across the country there. We have a new movie star in town. This time it's Oscar winner Olivia Colman. I didn't know this, but she's been filming in Kerry recently, and she's pictured in the Irish Daily Mirror this morning standing outside a pub in Tralee. The Crown star and of course Oscar winner Olivia Colman was looking stylish as she shot sequences alongside extras on Castle Street in Tralee, and she's been filming around Kerry for the past week in her lead role in a new film called Joyride. And she also stars alongside a young Kildare actor, Charlie Reid, who is her cheeky young sidekick in the film. So we look forward to seeing that. Apparently she's lovely. One local is quoted in the Mirror as saying, "Anyone who's come across her says she is a lady, lovely to talk to and very polite." I think I kind of expected that with her, in fairness. She seems lovely. Final story for you comes from the Times of London. And I know so many people give out with Irish and British children that they kind of are developing an American accent sometimes, and they're blaming TV for that. Well, it seems it's going the other way now, that American children are getting a British accent, because of Peppa Pig. The Times of London says Peppa Pig is being credited with infusing American children with a vocabulary and accent honed in Britain. It's called the Peppa effect, and it's taken hold particularly during lockdown as more children in North America discover the show. And some parents are saying that their children have started speaking with a slight British inflection after watching the show each day. Some words, one woman who's actually from Canada said some words her daughter used weren't typical Canadian words because she was calling them stabilizers instead of training wheels, and she pronounced tomato, tomato, and zebra, zebra. Other parents in the United States said they'd been baffled by their children calling it an optician instead of an eye doctor while they were asking if they were drinking a cup of tea rather than coffee. Other words, petrol station instead of gas station, biscuit instead of cookie. So it's gone the other way, it would seem. Very interesting indeed. That's the influence of Peppa Pig, which is only on for a few minutes every day, isn't it? It's in 5 minute episodes, but clearly enough to have an impact on those children. Anyway,
on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.